I am Josephine Karunji. Welcome to episode 20 of Climate Talk Uganda, the accessible, acronym-free podcast about all things climate change. Now, just before we get into the episode, since we started this podcast in June 2024, we've been focused on having deep, thoughtful conversations about climate change and its impacts across the country. We are really committed to sharing as many different voices with you as possible, and the feedback we've been getting from you, our listeners, has been positive. But we are just one podcast in a sea of podcasts. So for us to continue to grow, we need your help. We need you to share Climate Talk Uganda with your networks, give us a review on whatever platform you're listening in, and just generally let people know about it and why they should listen. It only takes a second for you to share it with somebody. Do it right after listening to this episode. It's a small action from you, but it will make a huge difference for us. Thank you. Now, today's show, you might remember in our last episode, we were chatting about coffee prices domestically and internationally. Today, we're looking at food prices from a local perspective. Here is Climate Talk's William Sechiranda to tell us more.
I'm right here at Kalero Market. Kalero Market is one of the Uganda's largest markets, located along Gaza Road, adjacent Northern Bypass, just 5 kilometers from Kampala City Center. They do sell a lot of things here. So that means hundreds of people flock here to do their businesses. And today, I want us to go inside there to talk to some of the sellers, the rising of the prices and how it has affected them.
Okay, you're going to tell us your names and where we are right now, then we shall begin our conversation.
Okay, I'm Nwamanya Raymond and I'm here in Karere Vamuntuyo Market.
Okay, Raymond, how is the business going?
It's okay, it's just a matter of hustling and being determined on what you want in a business, yeah.
Okay, are you working alone? Are there your colleagues that you're working with in the same business?
Of course, we are many working in the same business. So we are different people in the same business.
Same business, like how many at your store?
So far, at our spot so far, there are very many businessmen, like 15, selling the same commodity I'm selling.
Okay, yeah. So how is the competition?
Of course, as you know, it's a market. Mm. There are different customers. It's your choice, eh? Okay. To bring different commodities and you sell at your own price or sell at your own pace.
Okay.
And also compete.
Okay. So, how did you come in this market? When did you actually join the business?
Okay. I joined the business in 2020, during that time of COVID, Okay. Probably after COVID. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Why did you join the business?
You know, by that time, in that season, matoke was too much.
Okay.
And it was kind of cheap. So I decided to join because I had a little capital and I could manage.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it.
That's good. So, okay. Have you seen any prices change or rising in the prices?
Oh, okay. Accordingly, most times you find like, matoke always changes the price, mostly towards festive seasons. Now, like according to our market, we know we always work best during weekends, so you find that matoke is high, the price is high during weekends, festive seasons, and most especially during dry seasons. Yeah, they are also expensive.
Why dry season is so much expensive?
Just because like most times during dry season, matoke from the village always get ripe faster and it is done. So whoever has little matoke tries to make it expensive. Yeah.
Okay. the rising of the prices, has it really affected your business?
Of course, it affects either positively or negatively. Mm. Positively, you find like you earn a lot when the price is high. You find like there is no competition. If you have something, most people don't have it because the thing is expensive. So when you bring matoke in the market and you find that they are expensive, find that even your competitors, some of them cannot manage the business when it is in high price.
Okay, that's good. And negatively?
Negatively, when it is expensive, sometimes you find that we have little capital. So purchasing those commodities from the village, it is also not fairly to us. You find that instead of bringing 100 bunches, find yourself bringing 20 bunches because they are expensive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is this matoke coming from, by the way?
So far, mm-hmm. It comes from Barara, but now time, they get it from Mbale. Yeah. Because now Mbarara, matoke is there, but not much. Yeah.
You yourself, you're the one that going and picked from Mbalala, or it's there are some people, the farmers are the one that are bringing them here?
We go and pick, or else farmers bring and you buy from them, but most time we pick them from for ourselves. Yeah.
Mbalala is very far. How do you go there quickly and then you come and sell?
It's a matter of knowing, like in a week I go twice. In a week, I go twice, I bring, I sell. Within 2 days, I go back.
How many are you like bringing? Are you bringing a truck? Consists of how many matoke, by the way?
A truck can consist of something like 500 matoke bunches. Yeah?
Okay.
But that's much capital.
Okay.
For my case, I bring like 25 to 30 bunches. Yeah.
So you join hands and you fill one truck and then it brings for you?
Of course, there are always trucks there. You get a truck. They load, you pay.
Okay. Yeah. So have you achieved anything from this, from this business?
Of course I have achieved.
Like tell us.
Of course you cannot stay in a business that you don't achieve anything.
Yeah.
And I have achieved something.
Like how? What have you
According
achieved?
To my case, at my age, I'm a student, I have managed to work upon.
Oh, really? You're a student?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which class are you?
I'm at campus.
You're at campus?
Yeah.
Which year?
I'm a finalist.
What are you studying?
I'm doing chemical engineering.
Chemical engineering. Oh my goodness. So how do you balance books and the business?
As I have told you, I started selling matoke when I was in COVID. Eh? So it became part of me. Even if when I'm at campus, I'm an evening student. So I come in the morning, we always sell in the morning. I sell, then I go to campus, That's it.
Okay. So according to the rise of prices in food, do you think people will be able in the future to buy your matoke?
It's compulsory for everyone to buy matoke. Because every hotel, every family, every homestead, they have to eat matoke, provided you are in Kampala. Of course, you cannot eat posho or rice or something else. For good, you have to balance. Eh? It's also part of the diet, so they have to buy it.
Okay, that's encouraging. I want also to buy some matoke and take to my family. What is the starting price and also the ending price?
So far, a small bunch, it is at 20. A medium one, 30. Large, it is at 50K or 60K. Large one, That's the price.
Okay, so as a person who has come to know the prices, are you going to get some discount for me?
Of course. We always give discounts.
Okay.
Hey, if you see someone, you can give a discount according to the bunch.
Okay.
If it is small, I can say like it's for 20. Yeah. Bring 18 maybe. Mm. Hey, 2K is enough for a discount. Oh, 1K.
Okay, so we are here with Mama here, and you want Mama. My name is William Sechiranda. I work with Climate CSG.
In Uganda. You want to speak English?
We shall speak English if you know some.
If you know some?
Yes.
When you know, it doesn't matter.
I can mix. Okay, you can mix now. No problem.
That is
okay, Mama, nice. Tell us where we are and the business you're doing here.
Yeah, we are at Kalerwe Market, Kampala District. Yeah.
And okay, which kind of business are you doing?
I'm selling mangoes now.
Mangoes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have you seen any price rise in mangoes?
Price nowadays, that is not a season in Uganda. That mangoes we have got from Kenya, but not directly Kenya, they bring it here. Okay. You have to continue with selling everything, but when it is not here, we are getting from the nearing countries, like Kenya, TZ. From TZ we get onions. Kenya, they bring it, mangoes, like this one. Even this one from Kenya.
Oh, that is too big.
Mm. They have no whatever like this one. Their items are so good.
Okay.
That's why you are going to nearing countries to get that what?
Mangoes.
Yeah.
Okay. So price change. Price change. Have you seen price change like they change according to what?
When we get then our season off here, the price has increased. Why? We got it from far to here.
Let's talk about here in Uganda.
Mm.
We have been in dry season. We've been dry season, but right now it has started raining.
Mm.
So tell me,
yes,
in dry season, so what is the price
in the dry? Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's dry, what, dry or rain.
Okay.
But time is for season. As if it is shiny, the price will be low. But the time came until there is no season. It is not a season.
How many seasons do we have in Uganda for the mangoes?
We have two. Yeah, season.
Okay.
Season for June and the December.
Okay. Yeah. So when you say price change, when it goes up or go down, is it a problem to you people?
Yeah, it is much problem.
So how is it a problem?
It is much whatever to find that mangoes or tomato. It makes hard to get it. But it is when it is here, it comes in the place it is low. Just Weldo, Masaka, everywhere. Mugende, you can get it what? Items. But it is when it is not a season.
So when are our seasons in Uganda?
Our season? June.
June and what?
December.
Oh, June and December.
Yeah.
So we have to wait for June
and December.
The prices to go down.
That is season for June and December. It starts from April, the end of April. May, June.
Starts why are these?
November.
Why are these so small?
This one.
What is the type of these?
This one called Kagogwa.
Why are these so small?
Why is it so small? It is from Moyo. When it is from Moyo, they are where so much sunshine.
Moyo in northern Uganda?
Yeah, from northern. That's why it comes small. They wouldn't get water. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think it's small, but it's more price high.
Are you serious?
That is for 1,000 now.
This is how much?
1,000 it is for.
1,000?
Yeah, now.
Wow.
But it will be season this
but
one
does it
doesn't
contain,
matter.
Does it contain water?
We can't sell this one on the season third. We can't sell this one.
Okay.
Okay. This one it will be fine. We can't sell it in the season time. We saw like this one, the big one. Oh, kale brother. Okay. Yeah, vale, vale.
Kale, tuweyanze again.
Kale, vale.
I'm by the names of Jamal Kwaisima Jamal. I'm in Kalere Market.
Yes, as we've been conversing about the rising of water and the climate. Tell me, have you seen any rise of prices in what you're selling? Actually, what are you selling? First, tell us.
I sell Eilish.
Okay.
At the same weather, Eilish goes at high price because of the sun season. Sun season makes its price gets high. On the rainy weather, it can be somehow down. Like if it was at 150, it can just decrease 10,000. Yeah.
Okay. So tell us, where do you get this Irish, by the way?
This Irish is from Chisoro and Kavale and from Kenya. But mostly nowadays, things we get from Kenya.
From Kenya?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So how are you getting it from Kenya? Do you have people that are bringing it here, or you yourself go there?
No, not myself. Because dealers deal with those farmers in the Kenyan market and bring their car, and you can see the box body of the car, number plate is for Kenya, brings Irish potato. By the way, many of us on this market, few of us sell Irish and cover Irish.
What's wrong with selling Ugandan product and then you fish from Kenya?
No, in our country, but before, in Kenyan country, government adds more money in farming, but in our country, we just wait for the season. We just wait for the season. When it's not the same as in Kenya. In Uganda, we wait for the rain season, or when it's like somehow starting for rain season, we start to dig Irish.
Okay, so that means for us in Uganda, we depend on seasons.
Yeah, we depend on seasons.
So how many seasons do you think we have in Uganda for Irish?
For Irish? It's like three seasons.
So if those seasons come, do you think the Irish prices go down, or they are still up?
A little bit decrease, but it can't decrease low at low price as we think. It stays up, decrease like 20k, 10k. That's it.
Okay. As this price, the rising of prices in your commodity, has it really affected you and your store and your people?
Yeah, it affects us. How? When things get lost, yeah, like you can, and a customer can come to buy Eilish, and when he or she seeing like the things that happen, she came to buy, but she, at the time, she can get away without taking the Irish because of the price.
Because of the price.
Yeah.
Okay. So, tell me more about the business. How's the business moving anyway?
It's not easy, because you get some losses, but you see, for us, you don't get too much income. You get some small, like one on a. You see the size of the bag. The size of the bag, that bag you can get just 10,000 or 15,
How much when you're buying that bag? How much?
This of Kenya?
Yes.
Right now it's 140.
140, yeah. Okay, and then the profits?
Profits are, it's like somehow 10,000, 15 or 20. It's about the way the customers came to buy that Irish, like that bag. Eh? You can get a customer saying, I want for five. And when another bag you get, they want basins. In basins, you can get more income.
Okay, more income.
Yeah.
How long can you sell that whole sack? Because I can sell a lot of sacks here.
Right now, it's according like in weekly days. I can sell 2 days or two
bags.
Yeah. No, one bag 2 days.
Oh, one bag 2 days.
Yeah. On weekend, I can sell it all. Yeah.
So the rise of the prices has really affected you so much.
Yeah. It affects us so much.
Okay. Once again, your names and where?
We are in Karere Market by the name of Kwaisima Jama.
Okay. Thank you, Blood. We shall continue supporting you and you pray for your business.
William Sechiranda at Kalere Market in Kampala. You know, everywhere you go in the world, market traders are a breed apart, and you really get a sense of that from these conversations. It's so great hearing what they have to say and how all of this is impacting their everyday life. A big thank you to everybody who took the time out of their day to chat with us. And remember, as I was saying at the start, we need your help to keep this podcast growing. Give us a review and share with your friends and your colleagues the episodes that you've been listening to. And we'll see you soon. For Climate Talk Uganda, I am Josephine Karunji.